We are waiting back on the line for Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse to join us again. He called a few moments ago, and we had a little bit of extra time, so he is probably off on another tangent that he is resolving, and then he'll be back to the phones in just a moment. Before we do that, though, Rose, I guess we got some traffic issues we got to contend with.
Yeah, we still have an accident investigation happening. Northbound Route 9 at Myers Corners Road in Wappinger. They've got some lanes closing periodically throughout the time that they're doing this investigation. So, of course, traffic is heavy throughout the entire area. You're going to find delays, Myers Corners both ways into 9, delays Old Hopewell Road. Northbound 9 is very heavy at this point from just south of Old Hopewell into the area of Myers Corners. And we're also picking up some alternate volume on Route 9D both ways through that area. So just keep that in mind. That's Hudson Valley Mornings traffic.
All right, 8:10 our time. And once again, we are very happy, as always, on our third Thursday of the month to have Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse joining us. And as always, Steve always brings us some interesting information, what's going on in and around Orange County and what we can expect over the summer months. And I'm sure Steve's got some information about the air show coming up as well. Hi, Steve. Good morning and welcome. And welcome to Hudson Valley Mornings. A little bit different than we've had in the past. Because actually, you may not even know, but in the last couple of weeks, we made a little bit of a change, and we've married our sister stations together. So we have our Energy 103 and our oldies station, oldies 98.9, 1220, and 105.3, and we have all combined for our morning get together, and we welcome you to a brand new morning show. So, what's going on, first of all?
You officially tied the knot, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. it's a lot of fun, and we welcome a lot of new listeners, and we've got some interesting things going on. So, what's happening in Orange County?
We got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we had the cyber attack last week in the city of Newburgh. We have the air show, which is coming up, you mentioned. A number of the performers came in on Monday this week. And and they flew out on Tuesday afternoon, so it was a quick meetup. But we're going to do some cool stuff for the air show this year besides having the Italians and the Thunderbirds coming. Our 105th at Stewart, which hasn't really participated, there's a good possibility that they're going to be participating. They've always hosted the fighter teams, but they haven't participated in the air show in a couple of years. So that's something that we're working on. West Point O is a part of that show. It's just going to be a lot of fun, guys. I mean, it's a lot of cross the pond love coming from Italy, thanking the United States, and also celebrating their contribution to our community, including the 500th anniversary of Barsano arriving in New York. So a lot of cool stuff there. And then graduations. You know, I've spoken 3 college graduations, and last night I spoke at a Women in Business Association out in Port Jervis on the other side of the county, and some of the scholarships they gave out, and then listening to some of these young men and women and where they're going and what they want to do. It's a wonderful time of the year, guys.
Summer is always interesting here in Orange County. What's on tap for the next few months, though, Steve? There's, a couple of things that we're going to be hearing about a little bit more, right?
Well, fireworks, we support a lot of the local fireworks shows, and we also have our own one. It's called Freedom Fest. We usually do it in the middle of July because we don't want to interfere with some of the local shows, you know, the ones that have been established for a long time. So we do ours on the 19th, so it gives everybody plenty of time or rain dates and stuff like that. But we also have a number of outdoor concerts. Probably more than ever. If you go to our Orange County Tourism site, we list every one of them. And if you're hosting one and it's not on the site, please reach out to us, and we'll put it on the calendar. But literally, a lot of great stuff going on.
The one of the things that I think is on the top of mind of a lot of people is we are experiencing our first heat wave. And I'm wondering how are things working out in the county during the extremely hot conditions that we are experiencing?
Major heat wave, and it is a health risk. And we obviously are putting out a lot of warnings during the day. So check out Orange County on Facebook or our website. But you really need to know the most people know the basics. You just have to adhere to them. Obviously, it's not good weather for people that have to work outside, construction industry, and those. So you have to take frequent breaks. Obviously, hydrate like you've never hydrated before. We're talking drinking a bottle of water every hour. That's how hot it is, and most people listening know what I'm talking about. And we have a number of, if you check out our website, we list on a regular basis where there are cooling stations and cooling areas. Some towns and cities, also some nonprofits are opening different buildings up for people to come in and to stay cool. We're also in touch with the power companies to make sure that there's enough power to pay for all these air conditioning systems that need to be working overtime. So it is definitely a big risk, and I didn't know this, but it's the biggest cause of death out of any weather situation that there is. So not freezing, not hurricanes, not drowning. It's the excessive heat.
Wow.
So you got to take it seriously.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, a few minutes ago, you mentioned one of the issues that have been faced here in Orange County, city of Newburgh, with regard to, a cyber attack. I know you are really into security and, looking at prevention and also how we're going to deal with any of these things. Was there some cause for alarm with regard to this? I mean, have there been any other indications that some other issues are out there in the, lurking around that we've all got to be kind of careful of?
Big time. So we did a meeting. I hosted it at my office 2 months ago. Every supervisor and mayor in the county is invited. I meet with them once every month or two. We talk about all sorts of stuff, like ambulance coverage was one. But the last one, I brought in the director of cybersecurity for the FBI, the director of cybersecurity for NYPD, a couple of other locals, including our commissioner, who is 30 years with U.S. Army Cyber Command. And we did a lecture to all the supervisors, mayors, and their support staff on how to protect themselves. One of the things that you can use is a program called CrowdStrike. If that was initiated in the city of Newburgh, they would have probably not been hacked, but that's Monday morning quarterbacking. Our big deal is to find out what happened there and make sure it doesn't happen again, or how we can protect not only the city of Newburgh, but all our other colleagues from doing that. So was it an alarm? Yes, because, just take it, for example, the district attorney deals with a lot of crimes that go on in all the municipalities, including the city of Newburgh. So they're sharing information. So God forbid some type of virus that would have maybe consumed the city of Newburgh was spread to the county district attorney's office. And then the district attorney is interacting with all the other agencies in the county, and it could have had a major problem. So not only do we have a lot of good software, but we also shut them down. So as soon as we have an indication that you've been hacked or there's a problem, we will cut you off from the rest of the world and get you a temporary uplink somewhere else. So we brought in laptops and all sorts of temporary stuff for the city of Newburgh to help them out. And by the way, it's not just city of Newburgh. It's a matter of if, not when, to anybody else listening. So you have to make sure you're protected and you know how to react.
Yeah, one of those things that is becoming more prevalent, and we worry about a lot of different things because the infrastructure itself can be affected. We always talk about, water supplies, and electric generating facilities that, if they are severely attacked, it can be creating quite a bit of a problem. So again, I think you've always been part of a lot of the ongoing emergency procedures. So we appreciate all your work in that. What else, Steve? Anything else that you want to pass along before we let you go back to your day job?
The biggest thing, just going back to the cyber thing for one more second. When we were younger, if you're older like me, you had procedures. If there was a fire, you have to meet in this section of the parking lot and you need to muster. Most people, whether it's business or private, you should have some type of rundown list on what happens if you turn on your computer and it starts acting squirrely, or you open something that you shouldn't have opened by accident. What procedures do you do? So people need to be cognizant of that, just like you would during a fire drill. But I am very optimistic. I think we're going to have a great summer. you know, it's hot now. We're in this heat wave. Is hopefully going to break after the weekend. But, you know, take care of each other. And, you know, if it's too hot, take it easy. You know, wait a little bit before you go out and adjust your normal pattern around that dangerous weather. And you can still enjoy the summer.
All right, Steve, listen, we appreciate your conversation with us, and we look forward to having you join us again the third week of July. You're still going to be in town, aren't you?
Absolutely. Right, unless something bad happens, and I'm not banking on that, so I look forward to being on the show.
All right, fantastic. I was talking about whether you're going to be, you know, shipped overseas or something for anything going on.
I hope not. I was in Spain a couple months ago, and I'm hoping that's my international travel for the year.
All right, fantastic. Do me a favor, please, Steve. Stay on the line for just a moment as we get right back.
Absolutely.
All right, and we're going to continue. 8:20 the time.
Hudson Valley Mornings.